You're listening to the Candid Confidence Podcast. I'm Aaliyah Pardee, the confidence coach for online entrepreneurs. My mission in life is to empower you to make your dreams a reality by learning how to let go of self-doubt and overcome overthinking. We're about to get real on confidence, spirituality, mindset, and business through solo episodes and amazing guest interviews. Girl, let's do the damn thing. Hi, girl. We are here today on the Candid Confidence Podcast to talk about the fear of failure. I know this is such a big one for anyone who's either about to start a business, hasn't started yet, is holding back, or even those of you who already have a business and you're in it, but there's always a next thing, right? There's always a next step, a next part of your business, a new thing to go after. Maybe you want to start your own podcast or, you know, expand your business in some way. And there's always going to be that like fear of putting ourselves out there in a new way. There's always going to be that fear of rejection, essentially, that fear of embarrassing ourselves and failing. And so today we're going to talk about that, how we can overcome that, how we can handle the setbacks that do come and overcome the obstacles that are inevitable as we're on our business ventures, right? So before we kind of dive in, I want to tell you guys, I am starting another round of Build Your Free and Fearless Business, and I'm super pumped. This is my group program for those of you who either don't have any business at all yet, or who maybe have a blog or a podcast or some type of content you're creating, but you haven't actually turned it into a business yet. So you want to figure out the exact strategy to put into place so that you can start making money off of your passion and turn your passion into profit and truly into your career. So it's a 12-week program that's going to take you through each step of building out your business, and it's going to be really, really fun. It's going to be amazing. And for more information on that, head to the link in the show notes. We're going to be starting this particular group in August, and I'm just now starting to enroll people. So yeah, head to the link and we hope to see you inside this new group. Okay, here's the biggest thing I want you to remember from this episode. Are you listening? Are you taking notes? Failure is just feedback. If there's one thing that I'm really glad I learned and internalized and built belief around early on, it's that failure is just feedback. That's all that it is. That's all that it is. It doesn't have to mean anything. It doesn't have to mean anything about you. It doesn't have to mean anything about your business. It doesn't have to mean anything about when and how successful you'll be. It's just feedback. That's all. I think that the fear of failure really comes from the fear of rejection. I think that they're kind of tied together because when you think about human nature, we're this creature of, you know, the desire to be around other humans, right? We're this super social creature. And if you go back to the tribal days, there was a lot of fear of rejection because if you were rejected by the tribe, it meant death. You couldn't survive on your own. We survive in packs, in tribes, in groups, in communities. So that fear of rejection is really a primal instinct for us. It's why standing up in front of a group of people and talking is the number one biggest fear for humans. That's the most common biggest fear, is talking in front of groups. And it's because due to our human nature, that would not be safe. Back in the day, that meant you were basically on trial. So you have this innate feeling of, holy shit, I need these people to accept me. And if they don't and they reject me, I'm going to die. That's the reptilian brain giving us these signals. And clearly in our modern day lives, that's really not the case. You know, when we're talking in front of a group, that's typically not what's going down. And we're not about to find out if we're going to die or not. But we don't make that connection because this is all happening on a subconscious level, right? So although there's usually no real fear behind a lot of our fears of rejection, there's not necessarily like a threat there. We feel like there is. And it's really hard to distinct, you know, to really conceptualize this and look at it and think, okay, here's this crazy fear I have in my body. What does this really mean? What's the actual threat here? And that's what I'm here to kind of walk you through today. Because we all felt this way in the beginning. Okay, nobody has started an online business, started an Instagram blog, put themselves out there, started a podcast or a YouTube channel, and not worried about embarrassing themselves. I promise you guys, it is just the way that we are. You're typically doing this when you don't know a lot of other people in real life who do this, right? I didn't know anyone. I didn't have any friends who did this. And you're kind of the odd one out. You're kind of going against the grain. Everyone around you, at least for me, everyone in my life had regular jobs. I had a regular job too. We all went to regular jobs. We all had bosses. We all had a similar realistic career path. And here I was going off the grain, trailing off on the path of, the path less traveled, and just risking so much embarrassment and so much, quote, failure. And I was terrified. I really was. I would go to social gatherings and I'd be so embarrassed for someone to bring up my blog. You know, I wasn't sure people were thinking about it. I was worried that it wasn't going to work out. I was never going to make any money. And then I was going to look like a fool, right? So everyone feels that way. And here's the truth. You really can't skip that first step. You know, we would love to just bypass that part and just go straight to the part where we're making a full-time income and we're no longer embarrassed. But like, you just don't get to, okay? You don't get to skip that step. None of us do. We all started there. And so when we're starting there and we're starting something new, we're putting ourselves out there, we're taking a risk, we have to learn to look at it objectively and look at the risk and say, okay, what's truly the worst case scenario here? This is one of my favorite things to work with people on. If I have a client who's kind of in that fear zone, it's like, but what's the real worst case scenario? Probably not death, probably not homelessness. You know, what's the true worst case scenario here? And if it's, let's say we're just getting started and we're putting our blog Instagram page together and we're like, you know, our friends and family are following us on there and we're putting out our opinions and we're nervous. So if the worst case scenario there, like, is it truly that your old ex-boyfriend from high school could see it and make fun of you? Like, is that the worst case scenario? You know, what is it? And we really have to look at that, be honest with ourselves, and decide if it's worth the risk. So if it's maybe you're worried this thing won't work out and that could be embarrassing and that could deflate your ego, right? And that could make you feel like stupid or something. If that's the worst case scenario, it's like, okay, there's also an opportunity cost here. If we don't do it, what are we going to potentially miss out on? So like for me, if I had decided not to start because I was afraid and decided to let that win and decide it wasn't worth it, I would right now probably still be at my old job. Maybe I would have moved on to a different job, but I'd be in a job with a boss, with working well over 40 hours a week, with commuting, with all of the things, with only 2 weeks of vacation, with, you know, limited flexibility. So I'd have all the stress that I had in the corporate world, that I would have all of that instead of working from home or wherever I want for a couple of hours a day on my computer doing things that don't even feel like work while changing lives of my clients and making even more money. Like that's the opportunity cost, you know? And people might say, well, yeah, but how do I know it's going to work? We all want to know it's going to work. And I wanted to know too. I wanted to know for sure that I could do this. And there were so many times when I didn't feel like I could. And when it didn't look like it was going to work, you know? And here's the thing. We don't have a magic eight ball. Is that what it is? That's not what it is. What's the thing where you like rub your hand on it? It's like a crystal ball. We don't have a crystal ball. I cannot promise you that it's going to work for you. You know, we don't have the ability to look into a year in the future and see you thriving in this business. But are you willing to risk it because it might work? And here's the thing. if you put in the time, if you really dedicate yourself to this and you decide that you're not going to stop until it works, like, it will work. If you get yourself the resources and the tools and the training, like, it will work. We're not trying for something where 1% of people make it. That's not what this is at all. So we have to also put that into perspective, which is difficult because we often see, like, the world of online influencers and online people and think it's the lucky ones, the chosen ones, and that's simply not the case. But are you willing to take that risk for the great chance of living a life of freedom, of living a life of your work being your passion? That's the thing you really have to ask yourself. How bad do you want it? What are you willing to risk in order to get it? Because we all started there. We all took the risks. We all did. We all did. And for me, I think one thing that really helped me early on was the fear of rejection wasn't really a thing for me as much. And that's because I worked in sales for so long. So when I was working in sales, my entire job all day long was basically getting rejected. I would make, I don't know, 80 phone calls in a day, maybe get hung up on a few times. Most people said no, and maybe like a few, 3 or 4 people would say yes and like set a meeting with me. That was my job. Or I was cold calling door to door, going into businesses, asking for a meeting, and maybe getting 1 or 2 out of an entire day of no's. That was my full-time job, you guys. So I learned pretty quickly to move past rejection. And at this point, it doesn't bother me at all. The whole like being told no thing, because I've just created a mindset where it's just part of what I'm doing. It's part of the game. And when I was new in sales, I was really like shook up by the rejection. And that was common. All the other sales reps felt that way too. It was really difficult. And I remember a mentor early on telling me, like, you only grow when you put yourself outside of your comfort zone. And so I really internalized that message and I really started to believe, like, yeah, I just need to build my confidence. And the only way to do that, well, there's a couple ways, but one of the best ways is to continuously push yourself to be rejected, to just keep doing it and practicing. But on top of that, you're doing the mindset work. So you're practicing shaking it off. You're practicing letting it roll off your shoulders. You're not allowing yourself to create stories about what these people think about you. You know, you're acknowledging that any of that bullshit just isn't true. I was talking to a client last night on a call, and we were talking about like the times we've gotten a message in our Instagram, like DMs. And I was thinking, like, that happens to me. But like, when I think about before I had an online business, I'm sure that people had done that, had reached out in my DMs. And I didn't pay much attention. You know, I would never have thought of that person like they were weird, or I would never have been like shocked by it. Like, here's the thing, I just really didn't think about it. And I think when we are like in sales conversations or putting ourselves out there, we're thinking that everyone else is thinking about us. And we're like, what are they thinking? Are they judging me? Did they think I'm weird? But here's the thing that they're actually thinking is, what's everyone thinking about me? Right? Like, we're all just thinking that. We're all worried about what people are thinking about us. We're worried about ourselves. We're not worried about what someone else is doing on the internet. We just feel that way. And it's not true. Like, no one really actually cares that much about our online business. It's just, no one's thinking about it that much. No one's laughing at it as much as we feel. Like, it's really like, who cares? And like, I can look back now and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I cared so much and like was embarrassed. But like, everyone feels like that in the beginning. And it's really important to know that. Because if you want this thing and you're willing to work for it and you're willing to put yourself out there, you can have the success. You just gotta start. You just gotta start somewhere. So how can we make it a game in our mind? the rejection, the times when we don't get many likes on our pictures, the times when our polls on Instagram don't get much interaction. How can we make all of that a game? One thing that I remember learning when I was actually selling Avon and network marketing in college, we would go to like Walmart and we would like pass out samples and things like that to random people. Because I've just like always worked in sales apparently. And one time we had this, I remember they gave us this like piece of paper and it was like all little boxes that said no in them. And the objective of the game was to get as many no's as possible. And so I always kind of remembered that when I worked in sales too. Like, and I would always believe that the more no's I got, I was just closer to the yes's. And how it typically worked for us in the sales job that I was in was like, if you gave presentations or gave people price like three times, you typically would get one sale. And so if you did it two times, you know, you did it two times and got rejected, you were like, okay, cool. Like, I'm so much closer to that yes. Because you have to know that part of the whole game is some rejection. You can't just expect to just sell to everyone. You can't just expect that every single time you do a webinar, five people are going to sign up with you right away when you're new. Like, you just can't. You have to know that, like, there's going to be times when you do these things and nothing happens. And that's okay. And if you think of it like a game, and if you think of it like you're almost like ready to hear the no's so that you can get closer to the yeses, it makes everything a whole lot more fun. Because you're not just going to get all yeses. That's impossible. And also, would it even be fun? Like, people don't play video games where there's no challenge and you're just constantly winning. People play games where there's a challenge so that the winning part feels good. So that the getting that sale or getting that whatever is exciting. That's just part of it. You have to believe that that's part of it. And once you believe that that's part of it, once you accept that that's part of it, and you accept that, hey, I'm putting myself out here, I'm choosing this as a path for me, I'm going to own the no's. I'm going to own the rejection. I'm going to be cool with it. And I'm just going to look so much more forward to the yeses and know I'm so much closer. Then it doesn't have to be this whole big thing where we like feel so weird and we get so embarrassed and we let the no's like get us down. So let's make it a game, guys. How can you make this more of a game? I want you to journal on that. I want you to journal on how can I make getting rejected no big deal? How can I move past it quickly? How can I internalize and accept that no's are just part of the fucking process? They're just part of it. They're part of the package. And I think it's really important that you know that the more you do this, the easier it all gets. Like, part of the reason that I can work only a couple of hours a day right now is because I put all of the systems in place a while back. So like things that used to take me a really long time are just super simple now because I've been doing it. And some delegated things, like I have a girl who does all my Pinterest for me that used to take me hours every single week. Now she does it for me. So like it all gets to be easier. You need to practice these things. You need to set up all of your systems. And then it gets to work its magic behind the scenes and you don't have to think about it. And if you can do that, if you can own that part right now where you're doing the difficult parts, you're setting things up, things feel hard, the rejection feels hard, but if you can know that you're building something for your future, and not even a far away future, like a couple months down the road, if you can just know that it all is going to be easier because you're building the groundwork right now, you're building systems that will work for you, doesn't that get you, can't you feel like this all gets to be fun right now because you're building something for yourself that will get to run smoothly and be easy? And the part that you're in right now of building all of this, it's also just part of the game, right? It's all part of the game. So don't be mad that you're in a stage right now where it does all feel hard because we don't get to skip that step. Nobody does. Nobody skips that step. And actually, I was thinking about this earlier. people who had a lot of funding in the beginning, who had, you know, a very wealthy spouse that allowed them to be able to work, maybe they didn't have to work their job and they could do this full time and they had the funding to like I personally don't do ads. I may someday do ads, but personally I haven't done them. I know people who in the beginning were able to do ads and just invest in those things and invest in everything they needed right away. They didn't have to pick and choose between hiring a coach or paying for ads. Like, they just did everything. And it didn't necessarily make things a whole lot easier for them. Because you still don't get to skip this step. You're still going to have to deal with the rejection. You're still going to have all the sales conversations and grow your confidence and grow believing yourself. Because it doesn't matter how much money you have to invest in your business, really, you have to grow your glowing belief in yourself and in your offers in order to sell them. That's just it. Because people are going to buy from you, from observing you and your videos and your Instagram and your Facebook, whatever, however you're doing it, they're going to be observing you. And you are going to have an energy of, maybe in the beginning, not as much confidence, but once you practice and you grow that, once you have that glowing, radiant confidence and belief in yourself and your offers and what you could do for people, that's what sells. So you don't get to skip the step where this is all difficult and embarrassing. You just don't. We all had to do it. But I want you to know you're practicing a lot of things right now, and it's all going to get easier with time. It truly, truly, truly is. So let that make this a little bit easier for you now. Like, pat yourself on the back after a day of like coding bullshit on your website, or like, you know, being rejected or feeling like things were difficult or wondering. Just pat yourself on the back that you're even doing it. So many people never even start. So many people want to start a business and they just don't, or they wait and wait and wait. So if you've started and you're putting yourself out there, sister, you deserve a pat on the back. Reward yourself for being at the stage you're in. Reward yourself for it. And here's kind of the last part I wanted to talk about with like, how can, okay, so like doing this over and over and over makes it easier, but how can we fast forward a little bit to the part of us that is more confident? And here's something that I am really happy that I learned early on as well, is living from my next level self. Like, I'm constantly making the decisions that my next level would be making and living as if I'm already her. Before this podcast was in the top 200, I have always been saying this, that I was a top 100 podcaster, and I will be a top 100 podcaster. I'm manifesting that, but I've gotten myself to where I am because I always acted as if. I acted as if I already had that success. And I think that's why I've been so consistent with the podcast. So many people aren't, is because I've always lived from a place of believing this was going to be a top 100 podcast. And if you really believe that, you'd show up every single week. You'd be consistent, right? So I'm always acting from a place of my next level, believing from that place, making decisions from that place. What would she be doing? Not the decision that I'm going to make at my current earning level, but what about the next earning level? What would I be investing in? How would I be showing up? How would I be talking, believing, acting, thinking? That's what you need to get clear on. So I want you to also journal on this. I want you to every morning wake up and decide who you're going to be. Wake up and ask yourself, what does the next level of me look like? Who has already put these systems in place in her business, already has the clients, already is making money. How does she show up? What choices is she making? How is she living her life? What are her beliefs? Like, write all of this down. Get really clear on how and who that version is. And then every morning, like, I literally write things in my journal, like, I choose today to show up as whatever. Like, I choose today to be whatever. And I write that every day and I get myself into the vibes of my next level self. And if you do that, you're going to start to make those choices for your next level that are going to propel you. It's like you can collapse fucking time. You can collapse time by starting to act as if you're already at your next level. So does your next level self, who already has the clients and who has whatever that you want and is making money, does she give a fuck about the rejection? Does she really care if not enough people are liking her pictures? Does she care if she posts a poll on Instagram and doesn't get much interaction? She doesn't care because it doesn't matter. She's past all of that. Everything's working out for her. And none of that, like, none of those vanity metrics truly matter. And she's realized that. And she's living her life and has a successful business. So why would she care about that petty stuff? She doesn't care about rejection because she knows everyone's loving her. So that's how you can quickly also, like, propel yourself to that next level where you don't have to care about those things as much. Yep, that's what you got to do every single day. And here's the thing. When I say every day, I mean every fucking day. If you want to know how to be successful, the ticket is every morning waking up and deciding you're going to be successful. And I'm not talking 3 days a week waking up and journaling. Every day, ask yourself how bad you fucking want it. And then be willing to do the things you know you need to do in order to be successful every day. And if you show up, if you wake up every morning and decide who you're going to be, if you show up on social media every day talking about things that matter to you, putting yourself out there, creating content, there is no reason why you can't be successful at this. There's literally not. But you've got to commit and you've got to decide it's worth it. You just have to decide that it's worth it. And I'm telling you, it's worth it. I'm telling you it's worth it. Okay. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to hit subscribe. Drop me a review and a rating. And yeah, that's about it. That's all I've got for you today. So I will talk to you guys very soon. Have a fabulous day.